Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beit Sodav Chav Dalet in the Arts Kol Ohiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, starting Halacha A in the middle of Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah, V'Cham Oyimim Lo Yochim Odom Chamin L'Raklov. One should not heat hot water to wash his legs. Elin Kedah Ruim L'Shtil, unless he can eat, drink from it, because he only can eat water to drink from it. U'Bisil Matir and Bisil Seim Tuch Shehutrol. It's Oyach Hachal Nefesh. You can do for other things that person needs as well. You can light a fire and heat yourself in front of the fire. And the Gemara is explaining immediately what is that referring to. So the Gemara says, Pasalo train patron. There's two ways to explain the Mishnah. Explanation one is, in order to heat fire, you need to warm water, you need to have water that you're going to drink from. Not only that it's going to be water that it's right to drink from, you have to actually drink from it. Basil say, no, as long as you could drink from it, it's good enough. Me and Basil are not so lenient. They're not saying you could just do water for no purpose at all. It needs to be that it's royal shtiyah and that's good enough even though you don't actually drink from it. Now, according to this, lighting a fire to heat, a person can warm himself in front of the fire. That's only if you have some water being heated up as well, because you're not allowed to heat anything unless you have water to drink from. But Shammai holds it needs to be water that he's going to drink from it. And Basil holds it needs to be water that he could drink from it. But you need to have water there as well. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Pasal ha-pasal ocha, and there's another way to explain this Mishnah. Adai to the Shammai v'ushe kum kum keneg de madura. I mean, according to Bacham, you need to have water which you could drink from. So you need to, when he wants to light a fire to warm, he needs to have water there to heat it, even though he doesn't drink from it. You don't have to have water at all. You don't have to have water. Not only do you don't have to drink from the water, you don't have to have water really steer. You can heat up water or warm yourself with any fire. If you heated hot water on Yom Tov, or water that was heated before Shabbos, and here he's talking about after the gzeiro of Rechitza, not to have Rechitza on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So Rav Shmuel Chadomar, Machitz Ben Ponov Yod of Raglov, he can wash his face, his hands, his legs, and not anything else. He could wash his entire body, but limb by limb. Should not do it in one shot. He didn't know who's the one who said limb by limb, and who's the one who said only his face, his hands, and his legs. Then we found that Shmuel brought a braiso that he could do only his face, his hands, and his legs. Have Rav do all mas? Rav is the one who says machitz ben gufo yevarim yevarim. He could do his entire body limb by limb. Chad philosophes shol bar kapo. So a philosopher is a goy as bar kapo, and also Avlet, who was a chacham goy, shol levi sariso. Muter lishto is vosu lichutz. Why can he heat water to drink? You're not allowed to heat water to wash oneself. What's the difference? That both a person needs it? So Levi Sariso or Bakapro, they both answer to the goy. If you see a Saris, a sterile man, a person who cannot have children, cannot sleep with a woman, if he's going to be hugging your wife, will it bother you that he's hugging your wife? Yes, it bothers me. Or according to Rav Chaim, meaning he can anyway be with her. So what do you care that he hugs your wife? I don't want to have a pirzo where she gets used to being with other people. So even though he himself cannot have a relationship with her, but he's going to get used to doing something wrong. So here also it's a gzera. If you let them to heat water in order to bathe themselves, they can start heating water for other purposes. So it's a gzera not to do it. When the goy left, Omru Talmidos, his Talmidim asked, Rabbi Lezed Dechisa Bekone, Lonu Maat Moshiv. Okay, he gave him an answer, he gave him an example of a Masoris. But what is the real answer? Why Chacham said you can't heat water for bathing, for washing? Omru Lehim Balik Farnema, it says in the Pasuk, Ach Asher Yochel Nefesh, Hu Levadu Yao Salachem. Rav Chaim explains, the hedgesh, the emphasis is, only something that everybody needs. So it needs to be dovar shovel chol nefesh. To drink water, everybody needs. But to bathe, not everybody needs. Not everybody needs to do it every day. So it's not dovar shovel chol nefesh. And that is the reason that before, Rav and Shmuel said, you could bathe, or one could wash himself partially, either only his face, hands, and legs, or yevarim, yevarim, because that's dovah shavu chol nefesh. The rule is, it needs to be something that most people require it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Daf Chav Dalet.